Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooth.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. George Levy is our guest. GeorgeLevy.com. Is that right, George? So check
Absolutely.
It out. You'll find out all the things he's doing to help people, to instruct them with videos and other media on how to understand blockchain and cryptocurrency. Thanks, George, for being here. We're talking about, at this moment, we're going to talk about the difference between a private cryptocurrency, private blockchain and a public blockchain. The public blockchain is what the typical cryptocurrencies are on, where there's this whole thousands of distributed ledger nodes, as you are, across the world, and that's what Bitcoin travels on. You were telling us about these private networks. I guess they're private distributed ledger networks, where people who maybe it's an industry, it's a sector, maybe it's a group of known vendors and customers where they work. They have their own little blockchain. Is that right? Their own blockchain network?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No. And I'm saying you can really have a very large private network running a private blockchain. The key thing that's different here is that every one of the participants that's actually using and entering data into that network is somebody that you trust. And then you want to make sure that that person is on the record for having done a certain transaction and approved it. This is very important because when you think about things like Enron, Enron was a house of cards. It had so much fake data entered into it, and then you couldn't pinpoint who did what because you could tamper the record.
Right.
In a blockchain, you can't do that. Once the record is put in, you have a private key. You are the point person.
Even though the private doesn't distribute the contract, for so to speak, over a distributed ledger of network of disinterested, dispassionate parties, in a private system, you have parties who know each other, but the blockchain holds everybody accountable. That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the main key. And the other thing I want to point out is it doesn't mean it's not decentralized. You can still have many, many copies of that ledger. When you're dealing with something like an IBM Cloud or an AWS, you still have a global network with multiple copies of it.
Right.
But the point is every party that's actually influencing and affecting that data, you can pinpoint that person. Mm-hmm. And that person's on the record. If you cheat, you will be caught for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's big because it speeds things up and the data integrity is a lot better.
Folks, this is on the way. I know that some of you, your eyes are crossing and your head's exploding a little bit with some of this because it's totally different from anything it's ever been done in human history. But it's coming. It's on the way. This is not going to go away. This is too perfect almost. I hate to use that word. This is almost too perfect, and it's the only way, in my opinion, and I talk about this in my book, George, it's the only way so far that I've seen that we can install trust on digital technology and move it at the speed of light. It's the only way I think we can do it. That's the reason why I like to say we're putting trust into the system, not taking it out.
Absolutely.
So, George, talk to us about how blockchain quickly, how blockchain could help us with the coronavirus. I got about a minute.
Absolutely. So the key thing that we have to put into context right now is that we're dealing with the spreading of this disease. You have to find out exactly at which point who caught what. Say, for example, patient zero. Imagine if you really knew exactly who patient zero is, which everybody's looking for, and then you see how that patient zero kept spreading. You can record that data permanently inside, and not only that, then you apply other technologies on top of it, artificial intelligence, big data, and you can just get a really quick picture of everything, and you can't lie. If somebody entered that data, you can't change that. So the point is, that's big, because sometimes people just answer anything. No, you think twice before you enter the data in there, so you're sure you know exactly what the record is.
Because no matter how far out it goes, it'll come back to your point, whether you're original or not, And this is where you think we could actually, had we all been set up on blockchain in the beginning, we could find out who patient zero was?
Well, let's put it this way. It's the same thing we're doing with romaine lettuce. If you can find out where that head of lettuce came from, mm-hmm. you can shut the outbreak of the E. coli.
Just that, one place, yeah. Hey, George, good job today. You always make us smarter. We appreciate you very much. You take a difficult topic and make it simpler. GeorgeLevy.com, right? LEVY.com.
That's correct. Thank you kindly,
George. Good job. Come back soon. George Levy, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when George joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.